we bring in Brian Caravu this morning as our K107.1 Packer expert from CheeseheadTV.com. Comes in every Monday on the K-Lines to recap the Packer, well, the Packer victory at this point, Brian. They're 4-0.
Yeah, the Packers look absolutely fantastic. There's no doubt about it. You know, the defense might be an issue, but at least the Packers' offense can outscore anyone they're playing so far.
Yeah, that's definitely true. 49 points now they put up yesterday. And this was a game where really, sure, the defense gave up some yards and some touchdowns and 23 points at the end of the day, but this was really the first time this season that the Packers just kind of ran the gamut the entire game. It was really never in question.
Yeah, from moment one, the Packers, you know, got on the board and just, you know, even though the Broncos kind of, you know, they did their fair share of scoring, but, I mean, the game was just out of reach. They were simply playing catch-up. So the Packers' offense has been unstoppable. I believe they are number one right now, before the Monday night game being played tonight. But as things stand right now, the Packers are the number one scoring team in the entire NFL. I think they're averaging 37 points per game.
They just always seem to have the ball, and when they do have the ball, they put it into the end zone. Right away, they went for it on that 4th-and-1 in the red zone. They missed. And then maybe a little bit later on, I think, it was an onside kick after a touchdown early. Packers kind of did some things. We were kind of debating at the viewing party I had, was it being cocky that the Packers were doing these things, or do they just want to make sure they put a team like the Broncos away? We figure you let a team like the Broncos hang around, you never know what could happen. Did the Packers just try to seal this one, or are they starting to get a little bit of a swagger that other teams in the NFL may not take too kindly to?
They certainly have a swagger. They're not short on confidence, that's for sure. I personally would have taken the 3 points early in the game. I have no problem with going for it on 4th down late in the game when you need it. But I personally think they should have trotted Mason Crosby out there, take the 3 points. Heck, the Packers would have put up 50 points on the board had they had those three. But as far as the onside kick goes, I just think the Packers saw something there. They saw the Denver Broncos, the front line of defense there, about 15 yards off the ball. They're just like, we have to take advantage of this. They're not respecting the onside kick, so we'll go ahead and go for the jugular.
There have been some insane numbers put up this season across the NFL and some really impressive individual performances. Tom Brady, 500 yards comes to mind. Cam Newton, a couple of 400-yard games to start his rookie season. But Aaron Rodgers, 6 touchdowns yesterday, 4 passing, 2 on the ground. Does he cement himself as the best player in the National Football League? Can we say that yet?
Oh, it is down to him and Tom Brady right now. With Peyton Manning being out with this injury, I mean, they're neck and neck. And, I mean, I couldn't fault anybody for saying Aaron Rodgers is number one. He's putting up insane numbers right now. I think he's on pace for the record-setting passer rating in NFL history as long as he keeps it up. He's had something like 4 straight games with a passer rating of over 110, and these numbers are simply astounding. The yards, the touchdowns, you name it, everything is just really, historically, it's up there with the best of them.
So Rodgers really spreading it around, hitting different targets. Yesterday, one of those targets, Jordy Nelson, who the Packers are going to have for a while now.
Yes, Jordy Nelson signing a 3-year contract extension. So after this year, add 3 more years onto that. And he's just been great for the Packers ever since they drafted him. Just seems to get better, a little better every year. Yesterday, having a nice touchdown, and he's locked up with this team. All their good players are locked up for some time, and boy, the Packers, they're going to be good for a couple of years, barring major injuries.
So the Packers at 4-0, a reason to celebrate indeed, but the Packers need to be 4-0 because there's a team that ain't losing either. That's the Detroit Lions, another come-from-behind victory for them. They are now 4-0 after beating Dallas in Dallas via a comeback, via another kind of Tony Romo collapse there. The Lions are for real. I think you have to say that. How long can they keep it up, though, Brian?
That is a good question. No matter when they may lose, Thanksgiving Day in Detroit is shaping up to be quite the Packers showdown against the Lions in hostile territory. These are two of the better teams in the NFL, and no longer are the Lions everybody's come to know over the past couple years. Matt Millen's gone, and that franchise is back.
Lions hosting a Monday Night Football game against Chicago next Monday, so all eyes will be on that one. I'm kind of happy that the Packers and Lions game is going to mean something. I love Thanksgiving football. I don't know who doesn't. I'm just kind of tired year after year of why are these games always between bad teams? Why do the Lions always get a game? But this year is going to prove that that strategy is going to work out when the Packers and the Lions do face off. The pessimist in me, Brian, just the way that the Packers were playing yesterday with how good the weekend was for Wisconsin sports all around. At one point yesterday, I think during the game, I looked to my friend and I said, you know, the way that these Packers are playing, how cocky they are, their swagger, I feel like we have a division round home loss in the playoffs written all over us. It's just too good to be true right now.
It is. It feels so good to be true, especially with all the good things that are happening in the state right now between the Brewers and the Badgers as well. But this team is for real. The Packers, the way it's shaping up, at least there's a long time to play. But you have to imagine they're going to be hosting a home game in the playoffs, if not more than one, and that's going to help them certainly avoid a loss in the playoffs.
But early in the season right now, Packers and Lions, both 4-0. One of those teams could actually end up as a wild card. So we'll see again the Thanksgiving Day game looming large already. Many weeks to get to until then, including Sunday against the Falcons. We'll talk to you on Friday, kind of preview that one a little bit. In the meantime, you can check out Brian's work at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian Caravu, always nice to talk to you. We're 4-0 this season. Packers have never lost since you've come on K107.1, so keep up the good work, my man.
Sounds good. I'll take the nod as the good luck charm.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com.